So it is Sunday, March 19th, 2017. And we are beginning this meditation with several deep breaths just to really bring us in our physical bodies. And with each inhalation, breathe in freshness, rejuvenation. Life. And with each exhalation, let go and exhale tension. Concern, shoulds, fear, now we're going to move into a cycle of inhalations where you are breathing in love. And each exhalation, release and breathe out love. Allowing yourselves, each of us, to only breathe in love and exhale love. And with each cycle of love, soften into love. Let love penetrate every thought, every action, every feeling, soften into love. And wherever there is any discomfort or pain or something that brings your attention to that field, Again, just offer and hold space for love. Allow your body to stretch or move or soften. And if you feel inclined to caress any parts of your being with love, imagine your hands being instruments of pure love. You can capture it, feel it, intend it, and bring it into your physicality, this love. If you want to imagine up at the crown chakra, you can imagine drops of golden light and love to enter, let's say, the crown, that chalice, and drop golden liquid light love. And let it touch this third eye chakra. Come down to the throat chakra. This beautiful liquid light flood. Into the sacred heart. The heart chakra, the solar plexus, down into the second chakra, and into the root, completely saturating your being with love, remembering that each breath is love received and offered. Now we're going to move to this. Allow yourself to be completely enveloped in love. As you bring to your awareness what you as a human, as a person, consider to be some kind of wound. And this wound is likely something that is cyclical. It could be how you react to the world. It could be a pattern that shows up on a regular basis in the way of how people treat you or in some form of lack or in some form of an addictive behavior that you aren't comfortable with. And if you bring your awareness to this wound, imagine it as, let's say, an object. And that object could be a wounded child. It could be an empty glass. It could be a broken heart. So whatever image comes to you, just allow for that image of the wound and hold it with your awareness, with your consciousness, just in front of you, perhaps maybe 6 to 8 inches in front of the sacred heart area, which is between the throat and the heart chakra. And I want you to examine with absolute love and neutrality this wound. And if you can't narrow it down to perhaps just one wound, that's okay. The object can represent maybe more than one wound, and that's okay. But my sense is there's one area that's tickling for you right now that has been showing up repeatedly throughout your life, and that is really showing up right about now, these last few months, these last few days. And as you are just examining all aspects, all sides of this without any judgment, just simply having an awareness, just ask yourself really gently and lovingly, is there something I need to know about this wound, about this object, that is holding me back from healing it? And in a guided visualization meditative state, we don't necessarily need to come up with answers right now. But in this fully relaxed, love-infused state, we can simply hold space for more consciousness. More awareness to illuminate, to offer light to this wound pattern. And as you hold with your mind's eye, your awareness, this object that represents the wound or the many wounds. Completely allow for any illumination, for any love, liquid love light to saturate this wound. Without your need to judge the love being offered or the wound itself, or to understand how you can fix or change the patterning. But rather completely allow for that to be infused unconditionally with this liquid love light. And if you feel any resistance, any sort of reaction to try to stop or constrict or change this pure love to wash over and through this wounded field, breathe into that, soften into more love. If you need to do the exercise again, where this liquid love light comes down your channel, or maybe touches into certain areas that feel resistant, then go ahead and allow that. So I want to be really clear that I'm not asking you to get rid of the wound or to not protect it anymore or to hurry up and get over it, but rather to acknowledge its need for love. In fact, if you imagine those who are wounded and sickly, whether they are physically wounded, or maybe they are elderly in a hospital, or maybe they are traumatized, yes, they need physical and emotional support to heal those wounds. But in that process of offering healing, we are attending to with love, with caring. Absolute highest frequency is pure love. And when we can allow for that purity of love to wash over us and our patterns or wounds. We continue to offer that healing, that liquid love, light, healing and love frequency to that wound, to that area. Now, with this imaginary energy field that's in front of you, with that wound that is completely being washed over with love, do what you feel most aligned with doing. If you want to offer it up to the heavens and let it dissipate in love, you may do so. If you are guided to cradle it in your arms and for the next half an hour or so, rock it like a child that needs to be consoled, then you may do so. Or if it feels really good to tuck it back in your being somewhere, completely enshrouded with love, and by all means, you can do that. There is no judgment on love. And what you do with your love or your wounds or how you want to care for your consciousness, which is all that this is. Consciousness slightly constricted, slightly forgotten, somewhat reactive. We are allowing for love and more light and more awareness. Again, take some deep, deep breaths. And for the next couple of minutes, just enjoy the silence of your own meditation. Allow yourself to go as deep as you wish. And I will bring you back in a couple of minutes, if you so choose to come back. If you choose to continue in absolute silence and allow for your meditation, then you can just simply ignore me when I call you back, or feel free to disconnect now and carry your meditation as long as you wish. Bring your awareness back to your breath. More in a rejuvenating way. Deepening that breath into the belly. Perhaps rolling your head and your shoulders. Stretching and anchoring in any way that feels supportive of your physical body. Many times I like to rub my knees and my thighs to really hold on to some denser, lower part of my being, my physicality. Maybe rub my feet. And if you so choose to come all the way back, do so with love, with gentleness. And until we meet again, namaste.